Hi, this is a series called Shorties. I'm going to attempt to keep them under 5 minutes so you don't have to waste your time with someone you don't know yet. If you like what you see, you'll go to my channel and see my other stuff. Thanks. I'm going to address a story that I think popped yesterday about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Apparently, they ruled in a 7-4 decision that Americans have no right to carry arms in the public square for self-defense. Majority opinion was found this gem. Quote, "We can find no general right to carry arms into the public square for self-defense," unquote. Okay, so these seven geniuses who ruled against the right ruled against what the founders understood to be the God-given natural right of people to keep and bear arms. And they couldn't find a general right that supported that understanding. I don't know where they've been. I don't know what they've read. So, look, the Second Amendment was added to the Bill of Rights for a reason. And no, it wasn't put there to establish a guarantee or a right to keep and bear arms. That was, you know, theretofore unknown to people. The right was understood by the founders. They knew all about it. It was a natural right, a God-given right. It had been around for years. It was established by the English-speaking people as part of the Castle Doctrine. Anyway, the amendment was added to safeguard. It was added as a safeguard for a day like today, where self-anointed know-it-alls would forget about the natural rights of man and try to usurp liberty. That's exactly what is happening. So, again, for clarity on the Second Amendment, the why, check out some of my other videos. They're a little longer, but they explain how the Second Amendment was directed towards the government. So, the Constitutional Convention. None of the conventioners denied the right or the idea of the right to keep and bear arms. Many, in fact, saw no need to include any language in a constitution or an additional document to warn the government to keep away, because it was widely understood these were natural rights. Some thought that the inclusion of such ideas in an addendum, a Bill of Rights, would be redundant. Others thought differently and foresaw the day when people would forget about natural rights and how those, you know, how the ideas originated. And so their signatures were contingent upon a guarantee to come back at a later date and forge the Bill of Rights. Now, let's compare that to the fact, that no framer thought it was necessary to include a right to privacy that basically allowed for the slaughter of an unborn child still in the womb. Now, although they foresaw the day when the tyranny of government would attempt to encroach on the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they never countenanced the idea that they would need to protect human beings in the womb. They didn't see any need. They didn't include any right to privacy that would allow that, and they saw no need to have language to protect the children in the womb, because they didn't, you know, they thought that was unconscionable to them. They had no idea that such would be the case. Lo and behold, 2021. So the courts that were not stifled by what I'm going to call the missing apparatus in the Constitution that outlined the right to privacy, that was found, that protected murder in the womb, a right that can be found and existed nowhere in the thoughts or writings of the founders. They were, however, able to ignore the writings of the founders and the Constitution that were available and claim instead that they were unable to find any right of Americans to keep and bear arms in the public place for the reason of self-defense. And that's where we're at today with the courts. Thanks for listening.